Concerns have been growing in Bahrain over the deteriorating health of pro-democracy activist Zainab Al-Khawaja and her father, Abdul Hadi. According to the Bahrain Center for Human Rights, Zainab Al-Khawaja began a hunger strike after authorities barred her from meeting with her family members. Bahraini court sentenced her to 3 months in jail in early March after convicting her of insulting a public employee. She'd been acquitted of all charges at an earlier ruling. But the Court of Appeals overturned her acquittal. Her father, Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja, who's been in jail since 2011, is among eight opposition figures sentenced to life imprisonment. He is also on a hunger strike to protest the decision to deny him his visitation rights. Since February 2011, Bahraini protesters have called on the Al-Khalifa monarchy to relinquish power. Qasim Al-Hashmi is from the Bahrain International Mission, who joins us from London to give us his thoughts on this. Qasim Al-Hashmi, we're looking at journalists being backlisted, the rest of Twitter activists, and of course, what is going on here with Abdul Hadi and her daughter, Zainab Al-Khawaja. There is no sign from the monarchy that they're willing to be lenient, not to say the least, regarding different issues such as this particular topic surrounding these activists, Zainab and her father.
At the beginning, now the right, it is the basic right of every single person in this globe is like to talk, to see his family, to have medical treatment, to have education. I mean, all those basic rights for every single person. Now, even those very simple rights, Mr. Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja and Zainab Al-Khawaja, his daughter, are not even getting those basic rights. And plus, they are not allowing them to see their families, to take their families, not even to see his daughter while they were inside the prison. I mean, they are close to each other, but to see each other. And especially that we know that Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja is not a very young person. He's a person in an age that he need medical even care. He need a personal care. He need his rights, whether he is right or he's not. Those people are even threatening his family. He knows that they are threatening his family away from him, and they are putting him in an environment, unbelievable environment, an unbearable environment. And they still, at the end of the day, they send their representative, the human rights minister, to Geneva, distributing a leaflet saying that Bahrain is the example of human rights in this globe, which people start just laughing on them. The 44 countries, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they have been condemning Bahrain behaving against the human rights. Also, we are at the opposition internally, domestically in Bahrain and internationally over everywhere. We are demonstrating in all over countries of this month. I mean, in France, Paris, in UK, in London, in Australia, in Copenhagen, many also in Bahrain, in Lebanon, in Cairo, and in India as well. All over, we are also bringing the attention of the people for the activist Mr. Nabil Rajab, whom people has started to forget who is Nabil Rajab. I mean, I know that Mr. Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja is the teacher of human rights in Bahrain. He is the teacher of every single human right defender in Bahrain, including Mr. Nabil Rajab. But it's also a time to bring all those human rights activists whom they fight for our right while they do not receive their rights, even though they are inside the cell or inside the Al-Khalifa prison.
Very well. Thank you very much for your thoughts there, Qasim Al-Hashmi, from the Bahrain International Mission in London. Thank you.